Dear brothers and sisters, so today we want to dedicate this day in a special way to the Blessed Mother. Also the Mass is in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So let's first begin to lay a foundation for the consecration to Jesus through Mary, as much as this is possible in a homily. When Angel Gabriel came to the Blessed Mother and asked her for her consent to be the Mother of God, then Our Lady responded with a perfect freedom and perfect love, with an unconditional yes. She offered herself, so to say, with perfect generosity to God, like a blank sheet of paper on which God could write whatever he wanted. It was an unconditional yes to the work of redemption, whatever God wanted from her. What was the result of this total surrender and offering of herself? What was the result? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Our Lady, by her fervent love, by her perfect answer, drew in a certain sense the divine Word into her womb. Grace comes down, the Word becomes flesh and saves the whole world. Mary is the Mother of God. That is the fundamental truth about Our Lady. Without ceasing to be a creature, she's in a certain sense infinitely beyond all the other creatures. Mary is a category by herself. But at the same time, she is very close to us because she's totally in God. The mystery of Mary's divine motherhood is a most wondrous mystery. As St. John lays out in the prologue, chapter 1 on St. John, through the divine word, God creates all things. God created the world for Christ. God redeemed the world through Christ. Yet through Mary, God creates Christ. The one God who created the Blessed Virgin Mary became a creature, a man within her. The one who is uncreated from all eternity took on a created nature and was born in Mary. St. Thomas Aquinas therefore calls the mystery of the Incarnation the miracle of miracles, a miracle beyond our understanding by which God shows us how powerful his love is really for us. St. Augustine said, "The world being unworthy to receive the Son of God directly from the hands of the Father, he gave his Son to Mary for the world to receive him from her." So God, with his redeeming grace and love, enters the world through Mary. And this remains the way established by God, how God grants graces to us through the hands of Mary. No grace is given to us except through the hands of Mary. We can make the following syllogism. All grace comes through Christ, through his incarnation, through his humanity. I think you all agree with me. All grace comes through Christ, but Christ comes through Mary. Therefore, all grace comes through Mary. You can say the same about the sacraments. All the sacraments are bound up with the humanity of Christ. Without the humanity of Christ, there would be no sacraments. The Eucharist, confession, all the sacraments are bound up with the humanity of Christ. Therefore, the humanity of Christ came through Mary, with him all the sacraments. And therefore, all the sacraments to us come through Mary as well, we can say. But there is more about our Blessed Mother. The mission of the Blessed Mother did not end with the Incarnation. Rather, from this moment on, of the Incarnation onwards, all Jesus and Mary do become one. They do all things together as one, united in spirit, in their oblation and sacrifice, in their thoughts and feelings, in their intention. They were one heart, so to say. When Jesus began his ministry, Mary accompanied our Lord in a hidden way in silent prayer and sacrifice. At Calvary, Mary stood near the cross to be with her son to the end. And Jesus spoke, "Behold your mother," to John, and to the Blessed Mother, "Behold your son." And there we glimpse how incomparably wide and profound the Immaculate Heart had become, one with the heart of her son. Together with Jesus, she embraced the will of the Father for the cross. Together with him, she suffered with Jesus for our salvation and became the mother of all peoples. Why consecration to Mary? The consecration to Mary is a reinforcement of the bond that was established between God and us at baptism. You heard that many times. By this act, an individual is bound to God through Mary's Immaculate Heart, and Mary mediates all the graces to us, and from this derive many positive consequences. John Paul II, he was a great devotee to the Blessed Mother, and the book of St. Louis de Montfort had a great influence on his devotion to the Blessed Mother, and then also as his ministry as a pope. He wrote about the book of St. Louis de Montfort, True Devotion. He said, "The reading of this book was a decisive turning point in my life, a turning point. It is one of those books that it is not enough to have read. I continually went back to certain passages. As a result, my devotion to the Mother of God yielded to a new attitude springing from the depths of my faith, as though from the very heart of the Trinity and Jesus Christ. What is more, this perfect devotion is indispensable to anyone who means to give himself without reserve to Christ in the work of redemption." And we are all called to give ourselves unreservedly to the work of redemption. So again, this perfect devotion is indispensable to anyone who means to give himself without reserve to Christ in the work of redemption. And he continues, "The more my inner life has been centered on this mystery, the more surrender of Mary has seemed to me the best means of participating fruitfully and effectively in this reality." Now, what are the positive consequences? Has this consecration, for example, for your family life? Through the influence of Mary's Immaculate Heart, the family members become more generous towards God, in the practice of virtues especially. In regards to the marriage bond, the desire to grow ever closer to Jesus through Mary has also the consequence that the spouses grow in a more deeper relationship with each other. And in this sense, devotion and consecration to Mary helps to deepen the marriage bond between the father and the mother. Another positive effect is normally that the whole family becomes more prayerful. I hope the daily rosary is a daily program for you. Additionally, through the special devotion to Mary and consequently her special presence in the family, an atmosphere of deep joy and domestic piety develops in the family, which makes it much easier for the children to build a personal relationship with Jesus, then also to recognize their vocation in life and firmly commit to this vocation what God has in mind for them. So there are a lot of more positive consequences through this act of consecration to Our Lady. Consecration to Mary is one of the most efficacious means to live out family consecration. So I encourage all your families to pursue, if you didn't do it yet, to pursue really this consecration to the Blessed Mother. Best for all the family members. It will bear abundant fruits in your life and will really help your children to find their vocation in life and to embrace it. Amen.